What about other predictors? I know you've been very interested in that general topic. Where are we in terms of getting better predictors?
I think we are making headway. There's the clinical factors like the liver metastases. There's the LDH performance status, you know, just the clinical mucosal, uveal, acral, lentiginous versus the standard garden variety skin melanoma. And actually, there's a couple of really cool papers showing that microbial flora has an influence on response. But I think that the issue with the microbial flora question is that one paper was from Europe by Laurent Zitvogel, and one was by Jen Wargo and colleagues at MD Anderson. The problem still seems that we know that a diverse flora is good for you. And we know that if you take antibiotics, you're disrupting your gut flora. But within the spectrum of normal floras, it's hard to know if one particular bacteria or one particular organism makes a difference or not, just because in some of the papers, it seems like ruminococci is more important. In some papers, it seems like Ackermanni, if I'm pronouncing that correct, is the right flora. So I don't know if the particular kind of flora is what these studies are pointing out to, a diverse flora that's not antibiotic modified or extinguished. And so I think in terms of clinical applicability, I mean, I tell patients, you know, try to avoid using antibiotics, use probiotics. But beyond that, what specifically, what can you say to a person who walks into your clinic? I'm not sure today what we can do.
What's the pathophysiology of why the different flora change the way the drugs work? Or is it a pharmacologic thing or a biologic thing?
It isn't super clear, but one theory is that some of these bacteria, whether it's the filaments in them, the probably our filamentous structures, are stimulating TLR9 and TLR9 in your gut. And that in some way acts on your liver, and in some way that changes your immune rheostat and gives your T cells a little extra activation. And so if you have T cells that are close to, you know, that's the simplistic way I look at it. In some way, it's changing your whole body immune rheostat. There was actually a really interesting paper from this guy, Kevin Harold at Yale, who's done some really cool work with autoimmunity. And in fact, he showed that even immune suppressants don't tend to work as well when you've had antibiotics that have wiped out your gut flora. So it's not just immune checkpoint, but you do seem to disrupt immune agents in general if you change the temperature of your immune system.
The microbiome, I love that one.